Before we begin, I'd like to emphasize that this podcast is an extension of my surgical work and research at Visionary Eye Doctors, and thank you all for tuning in every week or multiple times to kind of hear about our research and how we help patients. And thank you to all of you who have flown in from all over the world to see us here, so I'm very humbled by that. So it is my hope and desire to keep this information free to all of you, especially to my dear patients. And in keeping with this mission, we are very thankful to our first sponsor for this podcast, Wizard Dry Eye Mask. Many of you have heard me talk about the Wizard before. I have loved this product for years. It looks like this. I have one right next to my bed. So does my husband. I used mine last night. And even, you know, if I can't sleep, I'll use it. It's a wonderful product that you just plug in next to your bed or even at your computer. I've been known, if I start to develop a sty, to do the Wizard as I type and then switch, you know, if I have warm, just like a warm compress. So it works wonderful for that. So thank you to the Wizard. If you mention our name, podcast, Visionary Eye Doctors, Dr. Kramer's, they'll give you a 1-year guarantee. If anything happens to the product, just call them up and they'll replace it for you for free. So thank you to the Wizard Research team for sponsoring this podcast. Enjoy. Hi, everybody. It's Dr. Sandy Kramers. Thank you again for joining us for the EYE Show podcast. Today, we're going to talk about why your eyes itch, what causes itching eyes, and explain everything you've ever wanted to know about itching of the eye. And the reason is because I've gotten my 1,000th text about why are my eyes itching from a friend or a family member this week. And I just finally realized I need to make a video so you will know what to do. As soon as you have itching, it's usually not something dangerous, but there's things you can do to understand the cause and to treat the cause. So there's basically 10 key reasons why you have itching eyes. The number one is allergy. Many people have allergies, which get worse sometimes with aging as the oil of the eyelids start to dry up, which we've talked about in previous podcasts. When the oil of the glands, the meibomian gland, dry up, it can't flush out the allergens. So then people say, I never had itching, allergies, or anything. Why am I developing some problem now? And the reason is because your body can't process those allergens as well as they used to. So key causes of allergies are things like mites, dust mites, perfume, of course we'll get into contact lenses, foreign bodies, makeup, pollen, of course. So thinking of, is it the season for pollen? Especially when there's a change of season, itching can get worse. In the winter, sometimes people even notice sometimes itching because they're indoors all the time and they have some dust mites or pet dander or something like that. So definitely try to isolate the cause. The second is dry eye disease. As I mentioned, those oil glands that kind of lubricate the eye, if they are drying up, they can't flush out whatever's in your eye, and that can definitely cause itching. And then the third is things like infection, pink eye or bacterial infection, which is rare, but if you've had a recent cold or you currently have a cold, the first thing we'll do is feel for a little bump right here in front of your auricle. This is the part of the ear, kind of little nub right in front of that earlobe. On top of the earlobe, we're looking for a preauricular lymph node. That shows us that you have lymphocytes in your body trying to fight usually a viral infection. If that's positive and you have terrible itching, it's probably viral conjunctivitis. Viral conjunctivitis can be one of the most devastating conditions for some patients. I've had patients that have had epidemic keratoconjunctivitis, which is due to a virus that can lead to scar tissue on the cornea. So you've probably heard my protocol on YouTube on how to prevent infections, but there's one called Dr. Kramer's for Friends and Family. Listen to that. It really does work. It helps prevent the virus and then the full problems afterwards. So if you have a virus, or you have a cold, don't touch your eyes. Actually, never touch your eyes unless you've washed your hands or you have alcohol on your hands or you have a clean tissue. Don't touch your eyes because you don't want to get a viral conjunctivitis. Same thing with bacteria, which is more rare, easier to treat because we have antibiotics in a sense. Viral conjunctivitis takes a solid 14 days to go away. Unless we do some kind of experimental tricks with betadine, which you can listen to my podcast. I think I've done that one on that before and also on my blog. But the bacterial conjunctivitis usually has discharge green, yellow discharge, and it can be just really gooky. And we want to treat that right away because that bacteria can actually go into your eyeball and that can be very dangerous. But most people, itching is due to allergy, viral conjunctivitis, or I would say those are the two things, allergy or viral conjunctivitis. That's often what we're trying to figure out. And when patients present in here under the microscope, sometimes we can't tell. And if they haven't had a cold recently, it's often just allergy. But if they are just getting over a cold or they just got in contact with somebody that had a virus, it's hard to tell unless you see little hemorrhages under the eyelid. So we'll flip the eyelid and look under the microscope. If we see hemorrhages under the eyelid or in the conjunctiva on the lower eyelid, we know it's a virus. If that's not present and there's no preauricular lymph node, it's hard to tell if it's a virus or a allergy. We look for different types of cells on the slit lamp, on the microscope, called papillae or follicles. And sometimes that will give us a little clue, but it can be a little tricky. And let me just go through the other causes and then I'll tell you what you should do. Things like irritation from a foreign body, an eyelash, smoke, pollution, chemicals. Of course, we want to check you for no foreign body. Eye strain very rarely causes type of itching, but if you're not blinking, again, it's that dry eye component where you're not flushing out the allergens. Contact lens use, always let your doctor know or your doctor's office know that you're a contact lens user whenever you call. Medications is also a number one cause, like blood pressure medications, but especially even antihistamines can be a cause orally for itching of the eyes. Of course, glaucoma drops, preservative drops, autoimmune diseases like Sjogren's and other autoimmune diseases can cause itching. Eczema, psoriasis, so dermatological conditions is number nine, and environmental factors such as sun exposure or chlorine from pools. So those are the 10 causes. Allergies, dry eye syndrome, meibomian gland syndrome, infections, irritation, eye strain, contact lens use, medications, autoimmune disease, dermatological conditions, and environmental factors. So those are the top 10. So what's the first thing you should do if you have an allergy? The first thing is cold compresses, because cold stabilizes the mast cells that release eosinophils. That's why you itch. If you have an itching on your hand and you scratch it more, it will get worse because the mast cells release their eosinophils, which make itching worse. So cold compresses are the best, followed by non-preserved artificial tears. You can get many of them over the counter, and you put them in the refrigerator to make them cold, or the freezer for a couple of minutes, then use them, and that will try to also to stabilize the mast cells. Over the counter, there is a non-preserved drop currently called Optase Allegro. Years ago, it was Aloe. That stopped being made. Now it's Optase Allegro. It can change, but look for a preservative-free inflammatory stabilizer, mast cell stabilizer, like Optase Allegro. And then there's preservative ones like Pataday, also known as olopatadine, but that has preservative. And sometimes people are allergic to the preservative in the anti-itch drop, anti-allergy drop. Ketotifen, which is kind of also known as Ketorolac, that's also over the counter as well now. And those can help as well. Some people will use oral antihistamines, but that can dry out your gland, your oil gland. So use that only if you really need it because you're having allergies all over your sinuses and your your body. I'm a big fan of the autologous serum non-preserved and platelet-rich plasma non-preserved. Those really do help without needing steroids because they're an anti-inflammatory cell in your own blood, and we use that as drops, but they just have to always stay in the freezer. And if you're going to use them in the refrigerator, you're good for about 7 to 10 days maximum. They have to go back in the refrigerator or in an ice pack because they have no preservative and you can't put it in your pocketbook. And then if things are not getting better, yes, we will use steroids, but we try to minimize steroids use because of the risk of glaucoma and cataracts. So if you have a viral conjunctivitis and you're wanting to tear that eye out because it's itching like crazy and the cold compresses and everything else over the counter is not helping, we give a steroid drop. Usually we try a non-preserved steroid drop, but often insurances don't cover it, so we'll have to give one with a preservative. You use it about 4 times a day, usually about 7 days or so. If it's still not getting better, you come in and check with your doctor to make sure you're not developing something called epidemic keratoconjunctivitis, which can be more of a significant disease. And we check your eye pressure if you're on steroid drops more than 2 weeks, 4 times a day. The steroid will help you feel better, but it extends the shedding of the virus. So sometimes instead of it lasting for 2 weeks, it can last a little longer and you can be more infective to those around you. So whether you should go natural and not use the steroids versus use the steroids, it depends on how miserable you are. And if you're miserable, we give you the steroids. That's pretty much the main things we do for the viral conjunctivitis and itching in general. If you think you have viral conjunctivitis, as I've mentioned in previous podcasts, we have a kind of experimental protocol where we will use betadine if you're not allergic to betadine, which is povidone iodine. It's that brown stuff that we use for wounds and things like that because it kills everything. So if you're interested in that, just check out my YouTube video on the natural things I've recommended for friends and family, because that's something you want to check with your doctor first before you put that in your eye if you've never had that before. Okay, I hope you found this helpful. Please subscribe. Thank you for tuning in and have a great day.